When James Clear was in high school, he was accidentally struck in the face by a classmate's baseball bat. The injury was so severe that he almost died at the hospital. After his horrific injury, James had a long road to recovery. A year after the accident, James fell behind his teammates. But during his junior year, he made it on the junior varsity baseball team. The next year, they put him on the varsity team, but he saw almost no playing time. James decided to find out how he could make improvements to his game. He studied everything he could find about making small daily habits that would eventually help him to succeed. By his junior year in college, he not only played on his varsity team, but he also became the team captain and was named as an academic All-American. James became passionate about sharing his results with others and started writing a series of articles for major publications. His writings were read by coaches of various professional sports leagues, who in turn shared those articles with their players. His book, Atomic Habits, became a number one New York Times bestseller, which has inspired millions. He states, "None of this would have been possible without the tragedy that befell him on the baseball field." The Bible records a similar success story of a boy who had to overcome his own tragedy. Out of jealousy, his brothers threw him into a pit and then sold him to slave merchants who sold him to Egypt. As Joseph grew, he found favor in Pharaoh's household. He even becomes one of the most powerful individuals in the land. Years later, during a famine, Joseph's brothers come to Egypt for grain. When they arrive, they are brought before Joseph and don't recognize him. Joseph, recognizing his brothers, decided to play a little game with them. Ultimately, he couldn't contain his emotions and he revealed who he is. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me," and they came closer. He said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life." Despite the tragedies he went through, because of God's intervention, Joseph was able to accomplish great things. If Joseph had just lived his life without his trials, he wouldn't have ended up in the position to be a blessing to so many people. Joseph recognized how God used his life circumstances to prepare him for leadership. As he gave God praise for his plan, wisdom, and graciousness, Joseph also learned to hold no bitterness towards those who were responsible for his trials. Most of us have probably encountered events that caused us to feel helpless. Situations where we ended up thinking, there can't possibly be anything good that comes from this. However, we can look back and see that God did make something good out of the situation. What once felt hopeless turned to another reason to praise God. Maybe you are going through something difficult right now. Acknowledge that God is greater than your situation. Ask Him to help see you through whatever it is that you are facing, all the while trusting that His intentions for you are always wise and loving. Mi nombre es Ever Ticas, hablando de vida.
Thanks for checking out this week's episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
For GCI devotional content, subscribe to our bi-monthly newsletter, GCI Update.
Visit update.gci.org to get the newest issue.
Thanks again for watching, and we will see you in the next video.